Derek Warren here in studio with Nicole Morrison in the chamber. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and we get in November, the holiday season coming up, so there are a few events going on. Mm-hmm. So we'll start with, looks like the first week on the 3rd, we got a multi-day event going on.
Yeah, so our downtown group is doing the Ultimate Holiday Shop Hop in downtown Effingham. That's a little tongue twister for me. I've probably said the name of it wrong multiple times. But it starts on Monday, November 3rd, and it goes through Saturday, November 8th. And we have different passports, all the different businesses that may be participating or having different promos, specials, etc. So it's just go and get some shopping done early for the holidays and support our downtown businesses. So they have things planned for all week. So it's a lot of fun. Yeah, I was just finalizing. I was kind of updating some things on the brochure for it, and I think it'll be a good one. We have many nice stores downtown that offer different items to kind of reach everyone's interests. So
and all within walking distance, just go right down Jefferson. Walking distance.
And I don't think there's rain in the forecast for a while, so you can get out and shop.
Yeah, it looks like it's supposed to be pretty nice, at least dry. It'll be a little cool, but it'll be dry.
I think sunny and cool.
Yeah.
But that's okay. As long as the sun's out, I think
it's
we're good.
It's more November-like weather is what it's going to be like. So,
yes.
That's coming up here. That's from the 3rd all the way through the 8th. So that's all next week.
Yeah. And then other events that the downtown group has, Friday, November 21st, is Pink Friday. And that is just the small business play on Black Friday. So they do it the week before. And it's really just another way to encourage people to shop small.
Yeah, it's your like you said, it's the Black Friday for small businesses. So they call it Pink Friday. It's the week before. And just patronize your local businesses then. Make sure you go in there and give them business. It helps them stay afloat as well.
Yes. So. And that is just for, like, the Pink Friday, that the promotion is just for our downtown businesses, but obviously support everyone. And then the last four, this is kind of the downtown businesses, but then all around Effingham County, is Small Business Saturday on Saturday, November 29th. So that is one where, I mean, that's just universally known, I think. Mm-hmm. But it really is. We have so many unique small businesses in Effingham, especially in downtown Effingham, that there are, you can go to any of these stores and find what you need without having to shop online. Not that I'm really discouraging shopping online, because I do enjoy it, but it is really nice being able to get in the store and touch the items that you're going to get and just have a better idea, like, oh, or just something may pique your interest, like, oh, you know, I saw this and it made me think of so-and-so. So it just kind of adds a little bit more, I think, thoughtfulness to gifts when you're able to go in store and really show that you took the time to pick out a gift for your loved one. So.
And it's tangible. You can go, you can see it. You can make sure that it's the right thing you're looking for.
Or the right size. And it's a big thing.
And on another note, there's always more businesses showing up to Effingham. It seems like you always got a new ribbon cutting for any business.
Yeah. So. We like to celebrate those.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But yeah, that's coming up on the 21st and then the 22nd.
No, Pink Friday is the 21st, and Small Business Saturday is the 29th. Yeah,
that
so that's just like
Black
the shopping.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's just the shopping events within our chamber membership and in Effingham as a whole. Yeah. So, yeah, go to those.
Take advantage of that day. Go out there, and they may have some sales going on as well. Who knows? It's right after Thanksgiving, so you never know what you'll see.
Exactly. But, yeah, back to chamber events. We kind of have quite a lineup this month. But starting off, we have Wednesday, November 12th, we have our Coffee and Connections. And this one is at Seamer Milling Company. And we've kind of switched how we've done these Coffee and Connections this year, made it to where it is more focused on an industry or organization. So this one, since Trade Skills and Manufacturing Day was just in October, and this was the next Coffee and Connections. So we're really going to focus on the trade skills and manufacturing industries, kind of what they're all doing, what is working, what isn't, what do they need help with. So it's getting in front of like-minded peers and industry professionals that you can bounce ideas off of. So that's our kind of goal for this one. So those industries, expect an email from me soon.
Yeah, and there's quite a few factories here just in Effingham. So it's a good way to connect if you're looking to get into that type of work as well.
Yeah. Well, and it's just hearing what other people are doing. Like, I know I get caught up sometimes in my, like, bubble of my workload and, like, mental load of everything that I have to do, that sometimes it's hard to step back and really look at what you're doing and what works, what doesn't. And so being able to hear from someone else that, you know, they tried something new and it's, oh, would something like that work for me? Or if that specific suggestion doesn't, it could always make you think like, oh, let me just take a minute. Like, let me take a breather. Let me take a beat and see what I could do differently that could benefit our business as a whole. So I think it'll be a great one and we'll have a pretty good size group for that one. And it's at Seymour Milling. So they're just, you know, kings and queens over there of the flower industry. So
yeah, definitely. That's coming up on the 12th and that is at 7 a.m. So make sure to mark your calendars on that one.
Yeah.
And then the next event is actually the next day. It's a ribbon cutting.
Yes. So then we have, which I know the hospital just sent out a press release for this, but this is the ribbon cutting for the HSHS Center for Pediatric Therapy. And Katie actually did a day in your shoes. There was like a triple series, I think, on that because we had so much information from it. But it's their new facility over off Temple, and I don't remember what street that is, but over off Temple by the Cancer Center. But it is a fantastic facility. And just going in there and seeing all of the different therapy resources and tools they have for kids in our area where normally these kids have to travel, Champaign, Indy, Terre Haute, St. Louis, Chicago, Springfield. It's so nice to have it in our community where people do not have to drive. Because, I mean, the therapy resources they have are insane. Like, if you want, if you go back and watch the things that Katie did, because we had her in all of them, it's just amazing. So I really encourage people to go out to this and see what HSHS is doing to re-energize our community and really give back and get kids set up for success here in Effingham.
Yeah, you always love it when it's for the kids to get all that.
Do it for the kids.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Encourage this. They're doing a ribbon cutting and an open house. So that is on Thursday the 13th at 4:30.
A new facility that benefits everyone.
Yes.
You don't have to go very far, and it's all right there for the kids to use and everything. So
yes.
That is on the 13th at 4:30.
And then next we have Thursday, November 20th. So this is our Top Community Leaders Awards Dinner. We have 27 recipients this year. 20 of them are the under 40, and then we have 7 of the up-and-coming leaders, which are high school students. So we'll just be recognizing them. That's at the Keller Convention Center, Effingham Daily News. We'll have a special keepsake magazine with their headshots and just some different questions that we put together just so you can kind of get to know these individuals better that are doing amazing things in our community that you may not necessarily know, or you know someone's doing it, but you don't know who it is.
Yeah.
So, but
put a name with the face, basically, and what they're doing as well. So
It's a way to recognize them and really congratulate them and thank them for everything they're doing for us.
Yeah, and that is November 20th, and that starts at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Set that on your calendar as well. That's always a good event to go and connect with people that, like you said, you may not have known about.
Right. And we have a great lineup. So if you go on our website, on our events calendar, you can see everyone that's nominated and or that was nominated and received the award. So everyone will be recognizing. It's a great list.
Cool, yeah.
From different industries, too. So
it's good variety. Yeah, all kinds of variety. Yeah, definitely. And then on the 21st is the next one. Got another.
Yes, I know. We're staying busy. So this one is Friday, November 21st. We are having our business after hours at Elizabeth Yeager Designs. So she's going to open up her showroom and kind of show us everything she's doing. It's beautiful. Her style is just top tier. And she just does some amazing things, makes homes look beautiful. But then she also just has, like, you don't have to necessarily remodel everything, but her design, like, mind and just the items that she has in her store or showroom that you can get just to add little pieces to step up your decor is amazing.
Yeah, it's something that you can kind of put your own touch on things.
Yes.
And from a local site as well.
Yep.
So that's always great.
Yep, and that is Friday the 21st from 5 to 7.
All right, yeah, and that's on a Friday, same day as the Pink Friday. So kind of a double thing you can do there. Support local business and go to a business after hours.
Yeah, and one that is a small business too. So
yeah, there you go.
Double whammy right
perfect.
There. Yeah, and then just nearing the end of the month, so the Chamber office will be closed on Thursday the 27th for Thanksgiving and Friday the 28th. Just for the day after. But then that leads us into
One of the biggest events.
The biggest events. It's our downtown Effingham Hometown Christmas. And this one is Saturday, November 29th, same day as Small Business Saturday. So do all your shopping during the day and then bring your kids out to us downtown from 3 to 5. So we'll have our Santa's workshop with a bunch of different organizations who have crafts. IGA will have their cookie decorating. The U of I Master Gardeners have their bulb planting. Royal School does their reindeer food. So we have quite a few organizations that have donated and volunteered their time to really build up our Santa's workshop. But that'll be inside the heated tent in one of the city parking lots. But then we'll have our tractor train rides. Courtesy of Y Yard, Repke Overhead Door, and Barnes Kubota. Yeah. They are great every year letting us use those. We have a horse and carriage ride. We have two reindeer. We have holiday characters or just like winter themed characters from EHS Drama Club. We have inflatable like picture op. And then all of that. Oh, and we have Joe Sipper's hot chocolate.
Can't leave that
and
out.
We have Macklin Kettle Corn.
Yeah, which good combination.
I know. They're so good. But then at 5 o'clock, we'll start our lighted parade, which I was trying to think the other day what – I don't know if we're in our third or fourth year. Is that bad? I think it might be our fourth year. It might be our third year. I don't remember. But it is our lighted parade. It starts down by baseball card connection, and then it goes down to the heart. So it's not super long like the Halloween parade because it is obviously a little bit colder at the end of the month. But we are still welcoming organizations, businesses, individuals. Really, my only restriction is that you put lights on whatever it is you're going to have in the parade. So whether it's a side-by-side, a golf cart, a vehicle – kids, I think Sacred Heart, they do their new bus with like the kids that sing their choir. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's really just everyone is welcome to participate in this. It's just a small nominal fee. It's just $20. And the money that we get, like our sponsors and everything, it is really just to put this event on that's free to the community. The only thing that you'd have to buy there is hot chocolate or kettle corn. But everything else we're doing is completely free.
Yeah, and all of those Christmas lights and everything we put up, too, all the displays right there on the square.
Yep. So it'll be a good time. Yeah, and we're not piggybacking on, but like on that Wednesday before Thanksgiving, you know, Visit Effingham has their walkthrough Wonderland, and then all the big things light up. So it just adds a bit of character, hometown feel to Effingham. So there's quite a bit to do when your family's in town for the holidays. Don't think that you need to keep them all in your house and entertain them. Bring them out. We have things for them to do.
Yeah.
And Santa will be in his house starting Saturday, November 29th, right after the parade.
Right after Thanksgiving. You got all this Christmas stuff going on while you're eating your Thanksgiving meal. So it's a great time of year. It's always busy, though.
It's always busy.
Always all kinds of stuff going on. So if you can't find something in Effingham, you're not looking hard enough.
Right. We have options for you. But yeah, all the details on all of these events can be found on the Chamber website. It's EffinghamCountyChamber.com/events.
All right. Yeah, go to the website there, check up on everything, and enjoy the holiday season. There's always something going on.
Yeah, we hope to see you guys there.